Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. I am one of your hostesses, Barbara Grace Reynolds. It is time for us to grab our favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of amazing messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love. Hold on, DC. It's starting this thing.
Good morning. Well, hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, March. Hello, everyone listening. Today we're on page 60 of 365 pages. We're on chapter 3 of 12 for the year 2018, Barbara. So happy, you know, happy new month, and hopefully this is a beautiful month of positive energy.
Yes, I think so.
I feel it. And I'd like to say hello, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. As you may know, I am an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. And when I say that, I hear Joan Rivers saying most of the time. And I laugh. Sometimes they have these little old grandmothers that just pop in that really want to give a message to their grandkids. So it's kind of crazy. But I am a conscious channel. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. I'm a Reiki master and teacher. And as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Mother Mary, Jesus, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then, of course, you know, every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and when she did connect with me, she threatened me. It's a crazy story, but we've been together ever since. And it is a beautiful divine connection that I have with Joan. It took me a while to figure that out. But she's left this door open, and not only did she walk through that space, but others have walked through it as well. And when they did, it has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source as well. It's given me the ability to relate with so many different kinds of people. And prior to doing, you know, the work I'm doing now that I can't imagine not doing, I had a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357. And now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is, it's what we all are. And this is the force that I belong to now as well. It's the backbone of my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, and happy March. This is the Magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Conscious Channel, an Infinity Healing Practitioner, a Master Solution Practitioner, a speaker and author, and a Blog Talk Radio show host. I work with mostly women of faith, helping them to find their connection, to find their understanding about their life, about who they are, about what they are here for, how they are meant to be of service, so that they can stop doing what everybody else in the world has always told them that they should do and start listening to their own hearts and finding the truth of who they are and living that truth, which takes them out of living in problem after problem to actually living in solutions. One of the most important parts of my life has been gaining a somewhat understanding, and I say somewhat because there's a lot more to understand about unconditional love. And I stand in that unconditional love in everything that I do. And so a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are learn more buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information that I have resonated with throughout the years, and it may just be what you are looking for. So now it is time for us to hear our messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Well, you know, Barbara, excuse me, I have to say to everybody, yesterday was my grandson Jackson's birthday, but actually it's really today, but there's no February 29th. So Jackson is our little leap baby, and we enjoyed the day with him. We took him out for lunch, and he enjoyed the waiters and waitresses coming over and singing happy birthday and having a beautiful ice cream sundae. It was the most amazing thing to just watch him. But I was, you know, trying to have Jackson call me Grammy, like, for weeks and weeks. He would call my husband Grampy, and he'd call me Noni. And I said, Jackson, you know how to say Grampy. Grampy's almost like the same word, you know? So I'd say Grammy. He'd look in my eyes, he'd say Noni. And this went on, Barbara, for weeks. And I finally got a hold of my son the other day when he had come over, and I said, why can't Jackson say Grammy? He keeps calling me Noni. And my son said to me, well, you send him home all the time with, you know, leftover macaroni and cheese, whatever he doesn't eat, you send it home with him. And he, you know, he calls you Grammy Macaroni. So what he calls macaroni is Noni, so that's why he calls me Noni. That's just a little bit more about, you know, who I am. So I had to share that with everyone. My goodness. But I do have, I'm going to start off with a prayer, and it's a beautiful prayer written by Karen Paolino Carrera. Archangel Shamuel, Blessed Mother Mary, and my dearest guardian angels, please come to me now. Surround me in your unconditional love so that I can remember what it feels like to be loved just the way I am, with no conditions or expectations. And then you're asked to just, you know, pause right now to breathe and to receive. I realize how hard I can be on myself, and I would never talk to others the way that I talk to myself. I ask that you nudge me and remind me to catch myself when the unloved parts of me are calling out for attention and acceptance. I also ask for the miracles of healing. Please erase and heal any hurtful words or actions that were said or done by others that still affect me today. Help me to remember beyond any doubt that I am loved, no matter what. I am perfect just the way I am, and there's nothing to fix, just more of me to love. Join me, dear divine helpers. Embrace me as I wrap my arms around myself and proclaim, I love me, and I am so loved. Pause again. We're going to pause, we're going to repeat, and we're going to experience. I love me. I am so loved. Help me to see, to feel, and to know how beautiful I am from the inside out, and to deeply understand that I am doing the best job that I can with what I know in every moment, and I'm always learning and growing. But most of all, help me to love myself as much as you love me, and so it is. Okay? Now, with that being said, I do have some more messages. I just have to find them, Barbara.
Okay.
I'm looking here. Okay, let's see. It's been a crazy day here. Okay, here we go. Dearest beloved ones, each of you are precious beings of light that were born into this world with a very important purpose to fulfill. You're not alone. Your Creator's love accompanies you on your journey. Celebrate the wonder that each day holds and do whatever brings joy to your heart. Connect with the universal wisdom deep within yourself and become filled with all of the secret treasures that you possess. Allow them to surface and inspire you through love. Be prepared for the miracles and magic that awaits you. Beloveds, you are worthy of all that you are seeking. For what you are seeking is already seeking you. You have the ability to manifest all of your desires. Choose the path of least resistance. Go with the flow. Everything is unfolding as you connect with your inner joy. Allow your soul to lead the way and have faith that you are following your higher calling. Live life to the fullest and remain focused on the journey as you fulfill your destiny. Enjoy each day fully and be grateful for all that you have attained. Today is all we have. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God, which is why we call it the present. Your future depends on what you do today. Life is the most precious gift you've been given. Mindfully embrace each day with love and keep moving in a positive direction. Create the life of your dreams. Embrace that you are blessed by God's grace. Welcome the divine blessings that are coming your way, leading you to your destiny. spirit loved ones, your journey awaits you. I love you, Jesus. And with that being said, I would love to read a little something that I channeled the day after Jackson was born 2 years ago. And, of course, he's our little leap baby. And this is what was channeled. Today is the oldest you've ever been and the oldest you'll ever be. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams, knowing we're all in this together. Love yourself and choose to be happy, and you'll see life doesn't get any better. Seasons will come, seasons will go, and know that God will always have a plan. He will guide you through each day, helping you to become the perfect man. You are a miracle from heaven above, so precious. With your teeny hands and heart so filled with love, sent to us as a reminder of blessings from above. With your 10 little fingers, 10 little toes, big beautiful eyes, and a perfect little nose, you're an answer to our prayers, so perfectly complete, one of the world's sweetest miracles, bringing a little glimpse of sunshine to all the faces you greet. God is looking down on you, watching you and protecting you from harm, letting you know that you are always safe as he wraps you in his loving embrace. You're one of life's sweetest gifts with nothing to compare. He gave us the gift of a son to fill our hearts with hope, love, and joy. God gave us a perfect little boy. God loves you, Jackson. And that's what it came to me the day after he was born, Barbara.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. So now here is what Jesus is wanting to say through me. Here we go. Good morning, my beloveds. Good, beautiful morning to each and every one of you. This is a day of reckoning. And we do not mean reckoning in the way that it has been taught to you so often. We mean reckoning in your understanding of who you are. The world is changing, and the world is changing in ways that don't make sense to a lot of people, and that's okay. The world is changing in ways that are waking people up. You're waking up. You're waking up to who you are. You're waking up to your power. You're waking up to your strength. You're waking up to your beauty. You're waking up to your life, and that's a wonderful thing. And so as you are experiencing this new energy, this awakening, we want you to really look at who you are being. Because it is who you are being in every moment that is creating what you are experiencing. And if you are still being that person that you thought you were supposed to be because everybody said, this is who you're supposed to be, and you wanted to be good, so you listened, it's time to let that go. That's other people's opinions about you. It's time for you to look at you. It's time for you to decide who you are. And we're not talking about that wonderful ego portion of yourself. We're talking about your heart. We're talking about your truth. We're talking about you, the beautiful spiritual being who happens to be hanging out in a physical body. It's time for you to start living from your heart, from that beautiful spiritual being. It's time for you to start making the choices that are really for your highest good and creating a life that you truly love, that you wake up every morning feeling absolutely amazing, looking forward to everything that's coming your way. Time. And that's what all of this new energy is bringing to you. That's what all of this chaos in the world is leading to. So don't be discouraged and don't give up. It's actually getting better. Trust us on that. We know what we're talking about. You are loved and you are guided and your life is becoming more and more phenomenal every day. So open your heart to your own higher self, to your own soul, to your own truth, and start being who you truly are. We love each and every one of you, and we want nothing but the very best for you. Allow it. Allow it now. Allow yourself. That's what he wanted to say.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. And I just know that resonates with what I've been getting, like messages myself. And, you know, when you allow it, feel that beautiful energy, receive it. Open your arms and receive, you know?
Yes, definitely.
So beautiful.
Okay.
I think that's half the battle. Some people don't, you know, they ask, but they're not willing to, like, you know, be open to it, to receive and to be grateful. And you just, when you do, you see in a whole different perspective. But that message was, right on with what I've been getting lately, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, then I guess we're in alignment. Yay! Okay.
We are. My goodness. That's so, so beautiful.
Okay, it's time for us to take questions from callers. And if I can get my computer to bring over the chat room, we can also do questions there. But right now, it's not cooperating. So our first caller is from area code 646. And I think that this is the joyous Helena. Hello.
Helena, not joyous. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Healing. I don't have anything to say, but I just need healing.
Okay. Well, let's see what they want to say about that.
Thanks.
Helena, the angels of healing are already with you, hon. Just be open, you know, to them coming in and helping you with whatever area that you need that healing with. And you've got to have faith, okay? The angel of faith is also coming in. You know, don't let circumstances right now, you know, get the best of you, okay?
Okay.
Just have faith and, you know, think about what it is that you are wanting. You know, it resonates with Barbara's message. And, you know, you've got to, you know, then be open to receiving and feel that energy as if, you know, what you're asking for is already here. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And just know, it's not as bad as you're feeling it is. I don't know what, like, you know, it's just not that bad, Helena, okay? So
okay.
You've got to just believe, okay? You know that you create reality. So if there's something there that you don't like, create it. Let go of the negative that you're holding on to. Let go of the fears. Invite the love of the angels in. Invite Mother Mary. Invite Jesus. And know that, you know, you're protected today, tomorrow, and forever. Let that beautiful light surround you. Okay? That love, that light, that wisdom. And it will reflect, you know, the infinite love, light, and wisdom that you too have within yourself, Helena. I've noticed, like, the newer pictures that you put up of yourself. They're beautiful. They're absolutely amazingly beautiful.
Oh, thanks. You know what's funny? They're like maybe a little over a year old, and I feel like I've been through 6 wars since then.
But you look amazing, and you know what? Just you look at those pictures, and you realize that's you. You know, that is you.
Yeah.
You're very intuitive. You're very psychic. You're a very strong woman, okay? So just, you know, just start listening to the beautiful messages that you're getting. And I'm getting, you know, you've got this beautiful artist within, and Ginger is handing you one of those, is it a palette, and it has, like, all the different, like, paint colors in it. You have a brush on, you know, the other hand, and there's your, like, your blank canvas there, okay? And she's saying, girlfriend, express yourself creatively. And when you do, you're going to see that you're going to heal those emotions, you're going to have balance, and it's going to help you to feel better physically. Helena, connect with that beautiful woman within. Don't be afraid to be the true Helena that you know, that you are, that amazing, beautiful Helena. Okay? And just, honor the inner child. You could just, you sit there and just start painting and don't even think about it. Just like a child would get up there and just start painting. If you want to write, Helena, just writing, just express yourself. Don't worry about what you're writing or what it looks like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
you are going to heal your emotions, you know, and everything that you're going through now, it does serve a purpose. Okay? But I'm getting, you know, just love and appreciate yourself just the way you are right now. I'm getting, you know, if you think more positively, you're going to see how all of this passes a lot faster. So think about only what you're wanting. Feel those positive emotions. Send them out to the universe. And Ginger has the spotlight on you, Helena. And she's saying, girlfriend, this is your time to shine. This is truly your time. So go back and look at those beautiful pictures, Helena, of yourself. Let them remind you of the beautiful person that you are. We have the angel of play coming in, and you've got to connect with that inner child, because when you play and you come back, you're going to feel so, you know, so wonderful and, like, okay, now I can concentrate because I have balance, you know?
Yeah.
And Jesus with you. He wants to guide you during this time, okay? Intuitively, you're going to hear the answers to your prayers, okay? So Jesus is with you. Mother Mary is with you, and she's holding you in her loving embrace. She wants you to have faith in all the miracles of love that are coming your way.
Thank you so much.
Truth, really nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay.
And follow, you know, follow that divine path that you're supposed to follow, Helena. You know, whatever it is that you have that, you know, like whatever, you know, lights your heart on fire and, you know, brings you passion and joy, go after it. Okay, and the angels will be there to really, you know, help you to take those first steps. Okay? And just...
Alrighty.
Dreams are, you know, your goals and your hopes and aspirations are right there. Be that authentic self that you are, Helena, and allow other people to share in, you know, the joy that you bring to the world. And of course, as we maintain an attitude of gratitude, you're going to notice that doors open, and through the divine and through the universe, you're going to have all these beautiful things coming your way, okay?
Alrighty.
So don't be grateful, because that's really magical, you know? And no matter what we're going through, and at times, you know, it's hard to find to be grateful for our doing. No matter what you're going through, just know that, you know, there's always something that we could find within that we could be thankful for. Okay? Just
okay.
Be thankful that you're, you know, you're alive and you're able to call us and we can hear your voice, so we're thankful that we can talk with you, Helena. Okay? And I see roses all around you, girl. There's, like, beautiful, beautiful roses. So take time, I guess, to smell the roses, okay? And just be at peace. Mother Mary is with you because she, you know, is part of her symbol, Mother Mary. And I'm getting, you know, allow others to come help you, Helena, okay?
Okay.
You get some, you know, loving support and allow the divine to come in and find the right people to help you, okay?
All righty.
Okay, and just please just smile, because when you smile, you know, you just brighten up the world, Helena. Make others, you know, they smile as well. But whatever it is that you're worried about, I'm getting like the number two around it, and it's going to have a positive turn in either 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months, okay? And,
okay.
You know, there's going to be a change for the better. And, okay, so get in touch with that creative side, because that's going to pay off, okay?
All right, thanks so much. And,
okay,
and
that's what I have
Jackson was beautiful.
God bless you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Helena. First, my question is, did you listen to last week's call?
I didn't.
Yeah, they kind of told me that. They said that's part of your problem. Okay, so you might want to listen to that. That'll make you feel better.
Okay.
And Archangel Michael wants to use his super strong chakra cleaner on you right now. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yay. Yay.
Okay. So he's pouring it in, and we'll just let it do its thing. And here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, you fight. You have been a fighter all of your life. And so often now what you fight against is what you actually desire. you fight to keep your life the way that it is, even though you want it to change. And this may make you think, well, no, I don't fight. I'm always looking for change. But you are always seeing what is wrong. We want you to let that go. We want you to start focusing on what is right. We want you to start focusing on what you choose to be. We want you to move into the energy of your desires. And the only way that'll happen is if you stop fighting. You stop thinking about everything that's wrong. You stop focusing on the problems. Because when you focus on them, you already know that they get bigger. Stop fighting. We know that you are a fighter. Stop fighting. We know that we're asking you to be different from who you have been. Stop fighting. You'll notice that even though we know that we are asking so much of you, we still ask. Because we also know that you can be more. And it's time for you to know that. It's time for you to embrace that. It's time for you to open your arms to yourself. Stop fighting. So there are angels working with you right now. And they are helping Michael with his chakra cleaner. And they are helping you let go of those beliefs that do not serve you. And don't bring them back. Stop fighting. Because every time you are focusing on what is wrong, you are bringing back what you have let go of. Stop fighting. You don't need to fight your way through life. There's nothing for you to fight against except yourself. And you are the one that determines who you are being. So why don't you just be who you truly desire to be, and then you don't have to fight. Stop fighting. And it's okay for you to make these changes in your life. It's truly okay for you to start loving yourself and loving your life and creating everything that you desire. We want you to understand that the Creator has already given you complete and total permission to be amazingly successful, amazingly wealthy, amazingly happy, amazingly loved. You already have the will of God. So stop fighting and start allowing yourself to live this beautiful life. You are meant to be more. Stop fighting. Take a deep breath right now and just open up. Open up to love and light and happiness and joy and everything that you have within you. Open up and live it. Stop fighting. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you so much. Oh.
Feeling better?
I don't know. I think so.
Are you fighting? You know, it really does work when you do stop fighting. And you know, that's something that I've also had to learn how to do. And so now whenever I start thinking those thoughts about, oh my gosh, is this going to work? Is that going to work? Immediately I stop and I start telling myself, I am so amazingly blessed. My life is so wonderful. Everything turns out perfect. Even when I don't know how on earth it's going to work, it turns out perfect. And I just say these things to myself and they come true. So it really does work when you stop fighting.
All right, so even in the face of what you perceive to be rather negative, just keep going with all the positive, huh?
Especially in the face of what you perceive to be negative. And that's when you should be saying whatever you think is negative and execute it. And you should be doing that over and over and letting go of that feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I still have issues with using that word for that, you know, because it's like, it's funny. I used execute it because I was space, like I told you, I was space available on a flight. So it was like, I'm on this flight, execute it. And that works. So it just, it makes me think. So if I say something with negative stuff, and you don't have to go through that now, I don't want to take your time, but I just, it feels to me like I'm bringing more of that in.
No, you're not. It's right. Eliminating the emotional baggage. And it doesn't matter whether it's a positive statement or a negative statement. It's eliminating the emotional baggage. That's all it's doing. So you can say it for something positive or something negative, and it works just fine.
All right.
So execute
it as
much as you
can. That context, and putting it in that context. Yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. Thanks
and
so
Helena,
much, Barbara. Yeah.
Just know that, you know, when you're given a dream, there's not only one way that you could fulfill that dream. You have so many different ways for that dream, you know, for you to reach that dream. Okay?
Okay.
So that the dream within, it's there, and you can make it come true. It's just like saying, you know, I'm going to go, you know, shopping here at the mall. Well, if there's a detour, you take another route, but you can get there. There's going to be multiple ways to get there, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, out there, you believe it, and then you'd be open to receiving it, okay?
Okay.
And just smile and connect with your joy today, hon. You really have to connect with that joy.
Okay.
And if you're feeling that you cannot connect with your joy, then say, I cannot connect with my joy. Execute it and say it 10 times, and I'll bet you start feeling joyous.
Okay, good. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you both.
And they're telling
you
this is
going to
be a great
much.
Day for you, so get out there and enjoy your great day.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here early and do stuff. So good. Thanks.
Okay.
Right, see you later. Thanks much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 443.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Kathy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what can we do for you?
I would like a message about work.
Don't go. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, Kathy, my dog Ginger said, Kathy, that's a four-letter word.
She said it's a four-letter word? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm just getting, you know what, like you, in regard to work, Ginger is showing me that you went to work and all over your workplace you're planting these little seeds and they're starting to grow. So things are going to take a turn for the better, and I feel like your finances are going to improve as well, okay? And I'm getting something new and positive is going to happen in regard to work, okay?
Okay.
So you've just got to have faith and you've got to trust that everything that you're going through now in some way, shape, or form, is for your highest good, Kathy. You may even think, my gosh, I want to try something new. I want to try something different. Whatever it is, follow your intuition. Let the angels guide you. They'll help you to take the steps necessary. And to really, you know, to be able to do this and not be afraid of change, okay?
Yeah.
But you're getting a lot of signs and you're getting a lot of messages from the angels. And, of course, like, you know, we told the last caller, please always, you know, be grateful. Okay, and the universe wants to just gift you more. I'm getting the letter H around you. H is in like Harry. So If that letter doesn't make any sense right now, just write it down, and when that person comes in, you'll know what it means, okay?
It's probably my mother, Helen.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Mirror.
Okay, because I was getting like a big H around you, so. Okay, so your mom is Helen, okay. She's asking me to ask you, what is it that you're holding on to? Let it go, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Holding on to whether I should retire or not.
Okay, well, she's saying everything is in perfect order. You know, just surrender the situation to the universe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's going, let go of that darn stuff, that shoulda, woulda, coulda stuff, Kathy. Enough's enough, okay? And then she's saying you're going to have the peace you want instead of, you know, what you're going through right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just laughing. She has a beautiful laugh, and it sort of sounded like your laugh. Okay? And just allow the universe to come in and to help you, okay? And, you know, the answer to that question and every question that everyone asks is always, you know, love is always the answer. Because love is the very essence of the divine, and the divine is inside you, and it's inside others. So this is really the time to see the situation through the eyes of love, okay? So ask the divine to come in and to help you to see this situation, of course, through the eyes of love. Ask, you know, what would love do? And when you get the answer, you're going to have the power along with the answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting, this is going to be a really wonderful time for you. The angel of manifestation is coming forward, okay? And you've worked so hard, and something that you've been dreaming of is coming, you know, into fruition. Stay focused, stay balanced, okay? And just, you know, stay connected with your angels. I see a lot of blessings coming your way, Kathy.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, the angels are congratulating you, and they're sort of showing me that you're, like, you're climbing the ladder, you're going up, like, another level. And you know, if there's any kind of fear or anxiety, let it go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm just getting, you know, this is just going to be a little bit more, and you're going to be happier, hon, okay? I'm also getting from your mom, are you like, in regard to what you're eating and drinking, are you, you know, paying attention?
Not that much.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe she's saying pay a little bit more attention, okay?
You're probably talking about weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But she just wants you to take care of yourself. Okay? So have faith, you know, and allow the divine to come in and to help you with this situation. And know that everything is in perfect order right now as we are connecting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom is taking the situation out of your hands. And she gave you a little kiss. And she's giving it to the angels to take it to Jesus, okay? And Mother Mary.
That's
it's not your, you know, issue anymore. Just let it go, okay?
Let it go, yeah.
Yeah, let it go. You're on this beautiful path. Just trust, you know, what you're getting. And as you, you know, go along this path, nothing can harm you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your mom is saying you're stronger than you believe you are.
Mm.
Okay? And she's just saying, you know, congratulations and all that you've done and you're going to do. And that's what I have. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy. Here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, we want you to eliminate the word work from your life. And we are not saying that you need to go and retire right now, although you can. That choice is totally up to you. We are talking about your perceptions around the word work. We want you to replace it with the word love, because that's what we want you to do. We want you to spend your time doing what you love. And that allows you to experience joy in every moment. And if what you love is going to work, then that's fine. But call it what you love. This elevates it to a higher level, and it takes you to a higher level. And it allows you to feel good no matter what you are doing, even if you are working. We know that this time in your life you are making choices that are big choices, leaving your job. It brings so many different emotions up within you. And one of the things that's coming up is fear. There's a part of you that's afraid of, well, what am I going to do now? What is this going to mean for me? How am I going to deal with this change? What if I don't have enough? What if I don't have anything to do? What is the purpose of my life? We feel all of these questions swirling around within you. And we want you to just spend some time just sitting and being, really looking at your life, looking at the things you've done, looking at the things that you absolutely loved doing, deciding where you want to go next. This is your grand adventure. And you are the one charting your course. So look at what you love and do more and more of that. Because you deserve to have a life that is filled with joy and wonder and excitement and money. And yes, you can make money doing what you love. We know that people say that, but most people don't do that. But it is possible to do that. It's just a matter of opening up to it. And we want you to open up to it. This is your life. You are creating it. So what do you want to do next? Open your arms and embrace it. And if it means you retire in order to move forward and become whatever it is you're becoming so that you can be amazingly successful at something new, then, hey, retirement is great. It's your choice. Do what's right for you. Do what feels right in your heart. And you will make the right choice. We love you. Call on us if you have any questions. Or if you just need to chat, we are here for you, always. Okay, he makes it sound like that's going to be great. Well, you better get busy with that list and make up that list of what you love and do it.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too. All right, then. Well, you've got that
fun.
So get busy, young lady. You have a lot to do.
Have a great day, both of you.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are going to the caller from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Miss Barbara. This is Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what can we do for you today?
Miss Barbara, I've been having such a hard time financially, and I want to know if you see a financial blessing coming my way real soon. I've lost my job recently, and I've been working a part-time job that I'm not really happy with.
Okay, let's see what DC gets for you first, and then I'll tell you what I'm seeing.
Hi, this is DC. Can I have your name again, please? I didn't hear it the first time.
It's Sonia.
Okay, Sonia. Okay, I'm seeing, like, pennies from heaven coming your way. Okay, so there's going to be money, a wealth, abundance coming to you, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, feel good about it already. Feel, you know, that beautiful energy and welcome it to come to you. This is going to be a time that it's sort of like you're starting over. It's sort of like a rebirth where you're transforming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're leaving no longer serve you, things that maybe even have held you back. So everything that you're going through, everything that happened for a reason, and just say thank you, and just, you know, align yourself with the beautiful new energy that, you know, that's coming your way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just be and know that you are going to, you know, have what you desire. Okay?
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know, I see a lot of, like, four-leaf clovers around you as well. And, you know, everything is improving for you, hon. This is a beautiful month.
Okay.
You're, you know, wanting in regard to, you know, like, material happiness, it's coming your way. And I don't know if you, like, do you write things down, things that you're wanting? Like, write them down, you know, visualize them and, you know, think about it every day to help it come, you know, the way that you want it?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that would really help. Okay, and I'm getting there's a healing taking place now on all levels for you. So feel the divine love that is all around you. Okay, and visualize, like I said, what it is that you're wanting. Your finances can be healed. Any area of your life can be healed, and that's going to be healed through the power of love, okay? Because love is the highest energy.
Okay.
Okay, and a beautiful angel of healing, you know, has shown me, like, you've been sad lately, okay? And just,
okay,
like you said, connect with that beautiful energy of love. And this beautiful angel is saying, just please close your eyes right now, put your hands upon your heart, and feel the love that is going, you know, I see this beautiful pink light just going into your heart space, okay? So just breathe it in and, you know, allow it to fill you. But I'm getting, you know, please start writing things down that you want, that your wishes to be fulfilled. Write them down, okay?
Okay.
And don't think that the angels, the universe is not hearing you. Okay? Because I'm getting that you're going to get a sign, like, within the next couple of days, hon, okay?
Okay.
And you are stronger than you think. Okay? So just really, you know, believe in yourself, have faith. You know, believe in the divine. And I see, like I said, I see everything, you know, good coming your way. We have the angel of manifestation coming forward. You are manifesting what you're wanting. But we also, we have, you know, another angel to truly help you to see how beautiful you are and to really to start valuing yourself, okay?
Okay.
Because you, like all of us, you're this beautiful being of light and love, and you have so many beautiful qualities. You've really got to honor yourself. I don't think you've been honoring yourself. Okay? So you've really got to know that, you know, you are worthy of all that you are seeking. And, you know, you were created by God, and you're such a beautiful being. Okay? And as you start to really believe this, you know, you see this, you're going to see, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, others are going to feel this, and it's just going to be beautiful. Okay? So instead of worrying, Mother Mary is asking you to just, you know, put it in a prayer form, okay?
Okay.
When we put it in prayer form, we're going to see positive results to what we're asking for. So if you feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm not moving forward, I don't know what to do about this situation, surrender the whole situation, put it, you know, write it down, and ask, you know, the angels to come in, and they're going to help you. They're going to deliver, you know, all of these messages, you know, to Jesus and Mother Mary. And through what you're feeling, through what you're seeing, and in your dream state, you're going to have the answers to your prayers, hon, okay?
Okay.
So just please, you know, shift that fear that you have to faith. And it's going to make a really, really big difference. And always be grateful. Appreciate what you have now. And when you do, you see doors opening, okay?
Okay. I have another question. I recently lost one of my friends, and I don't know what she passed from because she was so privately and secretly with everything, and she wouldn't let anyone see her until the day of her passing. And I want to know, did she suffer? What did she pass from?
Okay. I think she's just, you know, she's letting you know, she's laughing and she's saying, I'm fine. You know, she said, I'm fine, don't worry about me. But she's saying, it's you that you got to worry about because, girlfriend, you're stuck in this rut. Okay? So okay. she's fine. Don't worry about her. She'll be there to help you if you need help. And she wants to, you know, she wants to go with you and just have a good time, do something for yourself, because you really haven't done something for yourself in a long time. Okay, and she's saying, don't worry about me. Everything is fine. Okay, so invite her to, you know, invite her to be with you, okay? And she'll be there. The moment you think about her, she'll be by your side, okay? And I sort of see, like, you're running here, you're running there, you're running everywhere. And she wants you to just, like, really to stop now and, you know, stop, you know, smell those beautiful roses and enjoy life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she, you know, she's with you, and like you said, she's not suffering, and she wants you to, you know, she wants you to get back on track, and she wants to help you, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So just know that she's one of your, she's sort of like one of your personal angels, and she's going to help you to look, you know, joyously towards the future and to stop living in the past and really to, you know, embrace the beautiful new opportunities coming your way. And that's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sonia. Before you hear from Jesus, he wants me to tell you that you should make a list of what it is you want in your life. And once you've written the list, add the words, I can have, in front of each of the items. I can have a job. I can have money. I can have love. I can have an amazing life. I can have whatever I desire. Because right now you are living in a world of I can't. And you need to get out of the I can't and get into the I can. And when you start saying those phrases aloud, you are actually giving yourself permission to have what you actually desire. You're actually giving yourself permission to change. And that's an important part of creating a life that you actually will enjoy. Give yourself permission. So start saying, I can have a wonderful job. I can have money. I can do whatever I want. I can create an amazing life because you can. You are simply stating the truth because you can do all of that. And it's time for you to accept it. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, it's time to stop limiting yourself. When you are focusing on your problems, you are creating more and more obstacles for yourself. This is why we ask that you start with the I can's, because then you'll know that you can. There was a story about a little train that had to get over a mountain. And he did, because he said, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. See your life that way if it makes it make more sense for you. We are also sending to you a host of angels to assist you with letting go of the beliefs that hold you back. Any problems, any doubts, any fears that you have are simply beliefs that are holding you back, and you don't need them in your life. And so it's time to let them go and to start creating what you desire, because there's absolutely nothing in your way except what you believe. And so we want you to change those beliefs and start moving forward, and to start creating the truth of who you are. So please, work with these angels. Make these changes in your beliefs, in your heart, in your mind, so that you can have a life that flows. It flows with everything you desire, the perfect job, the perfect money, the perfect love, the perfect friends, the perfect foods, whatever, because you deserve it. And that's one of the things you might want to put on your list. Say, I can deserve more. I can deserve more. And feel yourself opening up to accepting that you deserve more. We love you, and we are here for you. And you do deserve a wonderful life. Live it.
Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So make sure you make your list and then put "I can" in front of it.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling and have a beautiful day. Okay. All right, we have one more caller in our queue, but they did not press one so that they raised their hand. So I'm assuming they just want to listen. So if you have a question, you must press one so that a lovely symbol appears on my studio. Otherwise, we leave you alone. So this is your final chance. If you have a question, press one. Okay. Well, then, DC, I think we are finished for today. If you have anything else you need to share, then feel free to go ahead.
I'm good, Barbara. I was taking in all this beautiful energy with all the callers and the beautiful guidance, and I'm filled with my daily dose of vitamin G.
Well, good. Okay. Well, our caller pressed one, so we have one more caller.
Hey. Hey.
Okay. Hold on, the computer's connecting with you. Hi, who's this?
Well, I'll take it as it comes. I push one. I said, well, you know, maybe not today, but all is well in my world. How are you both?
Oh, we're doing great, Queen. How are you?
I am very thankfully grateful.
Good.
Beautiful.
Well, your energy feels nice today. That's good.
Thank you.
So do you just want to hear messages or is there
hear
something
messages.
In particular?
I'll pick up my messages. Maybe something will get triggered.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
First thing I'm getting is the word miracles around you. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful miracles. You're manifesting miracles. And some of them are coming in ways that you can't even have imagined. We have Archangel Gabriel coming forward. And I'm just, you know, I'm getting that, like, you know, you're getting more and more powerful is what I'm being shown. And just remember, you know, when you are manifesting, you know, just to make sure that you're conscious of what you're saying, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, just say it, sing it, whatever. Just let it out. Don't be afraid, okay? At times, do you not express your words? You might be thinking, but you don't express yourself. You know, express what you're feeling and don't be afraid to share it with everyone, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting
I don't always
share.
I don't always say everything I think, though. That doesn't work, but I get your point.
Yeah, to just share, like, all that beautiful inspiration with everyone. Okay? And I'm just getting, you know, St. Anthony is with us. And, you know, the little children's, like, little rhyme, Tony, Tony, rally around, something's lost and must be found. So sometimes, you know, we may forget what we want. We may forget our dreams. We may forget of, you know, what really we were passionate about when we were younger. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting what, you know, when you, you know, remember to feed your, you know, your physical body, don't forget to feed your soul as well. So that's what I'm getting, you know, with that. And, you know, along with miracle, I'm also getting, you know, the angel of manifestation is with you. So this is a very powerful time for you, Queen. You are manifesting your dreams into reality. Okay?
Right.
And you're a beautiful, beautiful goddess. And just, you know, just know that, you know, there might be a little situation that you're going, you know, through presently, but it's sort of like a little test for the universe, and you're going to pass it with flying colors, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, and
I'm just getting, you know, Jesus just stepped forward. I see Jesus. I see Archangel Michael. I see a couple of the other archangels, and there's a few goddesses. And you've got a, you know, you've got a divine team that is here right now with you as you, you know, came forward on the phone. You didn't come alone. It's just really, really beautiful. But if you're inspired, like, share that inspiration with others, okay? Make sure that you share it. I don't know if you resonate with St. Germain, but St. Germain is here, you know, working with you. And I'm getting this still a situation maybe that you're, you know, contemplating, okay? And it's going to be resolved, okay? And just work your magic, Queen, okay?
Sounds magical to me. And St. Germain has come back in my energy recently. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yep. The violet
ray.
Just
positive, have faith. And St. Germain is there with you. Just call upon, you know, call upon him. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to, you know, like you've got to review the situation and decide what it is you, you know, will and will not accept. And then you're going to see you're going to have such clarity.
Okay.
And, you know, what God created, you know, what God created can never be uncreated, okay? So I'm getting that. And I'm getting, Queen, all of heaven is with you and they're watching over you, hon, okay?
Beautiful.
Okay, and that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And thank you for calling us this morning, Queen. God bless.
Oh, thanks for being there. Thank you for the message.
Okay. I have to actually talk, you guys. You can't talk in my head and keep me. Okay, here we go. So at first it was Callie who was coming to talk to you, and now it's Sophia, and Callie is stepping back. So Sophia is going to talk to you.
Ooh.
And Jesus is okay with that. Okay. And some people consider Sophia Mother God. Okay, she says titles are not important. Here we go. You are my child. And as my child, I know what you are capable of. You are barely scratching the surface. I understand that sometimes you look at your life and you see how beautiful and miraculous it is, and you think it can't get any better than this. Well, it can, and it will. You are just barely scratching the surface. So please, don't stop. There's so much that is within you, that is there for you to do, that is there for you to create. We see so much phenomenal energy in you. And we want you to accept that energy. And we want you to understand that this energy doesn't mean that you have to be doing something every moment of every day. In fact, it means that there will be a lot of days when you will not do anything because you will be what you are creating.
Oh, wow.
You are becoming your own creation. Mm. And this gives you so much more power, so much more freedom, so much more flexibility about your own life. And we want you to know that as one of these beautiful beings of love and light that you are, one of the things that you will have in your life that is meant to be in your life is wealth. And we're not talking about just a little. We're talking about you having more than enough for whatever you desire, no matter how big that desire is. There is no limit to the wealth that you deserve. So we want you to keep opening up, letting go of any obstacles you find, any barriers within you, any doubts, any fears, anything that keeps you from being more. You are more. And you are coming into your being. And we are delighted. And we love you. And we look forward to this phenomenal, fantastic, majestic, glorious creation that you are. Be you. There's nothing else you need to do. Just be you. We love you. Okay.
Wow.
That trigger anything?
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome.
And Barbara, while you were giving that amazing message, little Barbara was singing Happy Days Are Here Again. And she's shouting, you know, Happy Days Are Here Again, you know. The skies above are clear again, you know, and she's just singing, you know, so she's saying to everyone, you know, come on, join me. And what I'm getting is her message, little Barbara's message is this is a time for joy and happiness, okay? It's for everybody. It's for you, Queen, and it's for all of us. This is a time to really enjoy ourselves, to enjoy our lives, to breathe deep, and just to be alive, okay? And, of course, it's March 1st, and, you know, spring is during this month, so this is a time to really connect with those inner children, you know, to play, to laugh, and realize that, you know, we're supposed to be in that state of joy. It's a natural state for each of us.
Yes.
And little Barbara has a beautiful voice. I can't sing it, but she had a beautiful voice.
Happy days are here, yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Well, great, wonderful. So, Queen, get busy being.
I be about being. Being. I love it. I love it, yes. You too.
Yeah.
You too. You three. You four. It's about being.
Yeah, it really is. And that's something that they've been showing me, especially for the last month or so. And there are some days when I swear I don't do anything, but I accomplish everything. So it's amazing how things just come to be when you are being in that energy.
I welcome more experiences on that vibration. More and more and more.
Good, wonderful. Ooh, I can see a whole bunch of stuff just coming towards you. Okay, so prepare. You're going to be receiving a great deal of, oh, there's information, there's money, ooh, there's sparkly stuff in there, and there's fabrics, oh, lots and lots of silky fabrics. You know, I always see silky fabrics around you. Ooh, there's just a whole bunch of it. So open your arms and receive.
I shall, I am, I can. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, DC, I think it's time now for us to end the show. I certainly feel good.
I do, too. And Barbara, I was laughing as you were giving the last part of the message. My husband was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and there was a face in the bread. With a little air hole, there was a face in the bread.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hey, just spice up your life there. That's all it is. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny.
Yes, it is. All right, everyone, that's our show for today, and I will be on with a guest on my show tomorrow, and her name is Shoshana, and she is an emotion code Reiki acupuncturist.
Oh, that's
so that
awesome.
Should be interesting. I know.
Yes.
And Morning with Jesus will be back next Tuesday, and we look forward to connecting with all of you then. Have a great week, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.